when we had as few players as we did have, it was, you have to be very lucky to be able to, you know, put together a group of players of 17 or 18 that's going to last you the whole season. Now, that's normally been the case at Eastbourne, but that's because them players were here for 5, 6, 7 years at a time and only one or two changed. By the end of the season, I'd like to think I'll have 10, 12 lads who will be here at the start of next season. But if that takes me another month or another 2 months to get together, well, that might be the case. I think what people don't see, and it's easy for me because I know how it happened, I put together a side that I'd built around a very strong spine. Danny Potter was in the goal, Josh Cowan was in the midfield, and James Byrne was up the front. Now, through no fault of mine or anything else, them three people have been taken away from me. Danny, as you know, personal reasons, Josh Cowan because his parent club wanted him back, and James Brown, unfortunately, due to an injury while playing for an international, as a recognition of how well he was doing for us. So that is a little bit galling, and I think people shouldn't look a lot far past that as to why we've probably had a little wobble up in these last couple of weeks.
And you expect patience from the fans, especially with those with those things, you know.
Listen, I understand that, you know, people get frustrated, but you know, let's be honest, this club has been patient in the past. You know, they've been through some ups and downs over the last 3 or 4 years, and I'd like to think that I will be given a chance. I mean, I'd hate to be even talking in them terms at the moment. What we've got to do is you've got to get back to the grindstone, and it reveals character. You know, sport reveals character. It doesn't build character, and I think I know what my character is. I'll be back at it and back at the coalface trying to unearth something that's going to improve us as a team, and that hopefully will happen before Saturday.
And a side like Sutton United at home, historic club, it's a good one, I guess, after this week's defeat in the Cup.
Well, I think when you don't win a game, or you've lost a game, I should say, you want to get back playing as quickly as you can. Well, I did when I was a footballer and player. No different as a manager. I want to quickly erase what's obviously vividly still in my mind at this moment.
What sort of challenge are they?
I mean, they're a huge change or work in progress for change at the moment as well. They're doing a similar thing to us regarding the training and stuff like that. So they haven't had the start that they would probably have thought they were going to have after the finish to the season that they had last year. So, you know, there'll not be a lot in it.
Finally, Tommy, I know you want to go. I guess you say to the fans on Saturday, you know, the boys want to give everything. And you say to the boys, the fans want you to give everything.
I mean, listen, there's one thing I won't level at the players is that they didn't give me everything. Whether their quality was good enough or their decision-making was good enough or, you know, whatever reason. I'll never label that, and I don't think the fans can label that at them either, or me. We'll always be given what we feel is 100%. Sometimes it might be a bit misguided from all parties, but what I would say is, you know, stick with it and we'll get there. Don't worry about that.